the Gospel of Mark. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When Jesus became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up?" And they answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" And most of us have to admit that, like the apostles, we just don't understand. We don't understand who and what Jesus is for us. How deeply do we believe that we are by grace what Jesus is by nature? The very daughters of God, the very sons of God. I share with you the words of the liturgist Godfrey Diekmann, OSB, because he says it better than I when speaking of the Incarnation. He says that God's entry into time and history as human revealed human destiny for all of us. Our existence is an invitation to friendship with God. Our future is life with God. To be human is to be offered divine life. What Jesus had in essence, we are given as gift. The Word is made flesh, and from that moment, nature is being perfected by grace toward life in God. God is happening in us, here and now. Why is this so hard to believe? Diekmann says, it is because as Christian doctrine emerged, redemption was emphasized as the result of Jesus' death on the cross. And this emphasis highlighted the awfulness of sin. Much was made of the awfulness of sin. If such a horrific sacrifice was the price of our salvation, then human sin must be terrible indeed. A skewed theology developed, indicating that we live in such a state of degradation, so pervasive and hopeless, that only a life of penance and vigilance could keep us safe. How far this is from God's intention. A loving God receded into the heavens with such a skewed theology, and the marvelous truth of the Incarnation was all but lost. Vatican II and theologians such as Edward Skelebex and Karl Rahner tried to correct this skewed understanding. But centuries of focus on our sinfulness and the fear of damnation are difficult to undo. Karl Rahner says that each of us is an event of the absolute, radical, free self-communication of God. Each of us is an event of God. An event is a happening. So we are, wherever we are, a happening of God. I suggest we focus on this during Lent rather than focusing on our terrible sin.